Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. This is Pastor Barbara Burks with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. And I want to pray, amen, concerning, amen, praise God, amen, the counsel of the ungodly. Amen, praise God. You know, we go through so much, and there are so many voices in the world today. Amen, until it's hard for us, amen, if we not tune into the voice of the living God, what to say and what to do and how to deal with it, the things that we go through in life. So we make a lot of mistakes along the way because of us listening to the wrong counseling. Amen, praise God. And so we need to understand, amen, and try to be sensitive to the voice of God because the way things are going in this world, we need that relationship and we need to hear from God. David said he always seen the Lord face before him. He didn't stop saying that there was an enemy attacking him at any given time. He didn't stop saying, amen, that the enemy was trying to stop telling God what the enemy was trying to do, trying to overthrow him, trying to overthrow his family, his life. Amen, praise God. And even Isaac had experiences with the enemy. Abraham had experiences with the enemy. Moses had plenty of experiences with the enemy. And when they had those experiences, they went to God in prayer. And if you notice in the Old Testament, every time they went to God in prayer, like Solomon did when he did something, amen, he would make a request, and then he waited on the Lord for an answer. Well, we don't want to wait sometimes. Sometimes, amen, we get ahead of God, and we walk in the counsel of the ungodly, and that is we all tore up, amen, from the floor up. Messed up, amen, and not knowing how to deal with the situation or make it better for our lives, so we end up shipwrecking, amen, praise God, and turning our backs on God. But God wants us to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. He wants us to be able to say, yes, Lord, amen, whatever you say, whatever you tell me to do, I'll do it. Amen, praise God, I'm going to obey you, and no weapon formed against me shall prosper. He wants us to believe in faith because faith works. It works. Let's see, that's 1 Thessalonians, I think, chapter 3 around in that area. It speaks about temptations. Amen. And we are not to be led into temptation, and faith will work that out so that we won't be tempted above measure. Amen. Jesus, amen, was taken, amen, in the spirit, amen, to go, amen, into temptation by, amen, what the enemy was trying to do, test him, to prove him, to see if he would turn his back on God. But being faithful to God and believing in God, amen, who he was, God, amen, already, amen, praise God. But the Holy Spirit even told him and showed him the experiences in life. Amen, and how humans dealt with things, amen, so that, amen, praise God, he rose above those temptations by the faith that he had. Amen, we need to have that God kind of faith to call those things that be not as though they were, as though they are, as though that, amen, we are truly, amen, living and abiding in the will of God. So, amen, praise God, we need to pray for us to walk in the counsel of the Almighty God. Amen. He can do everything but fail. I'm a witness. I know who I am in him, and I've accepted who I am. And that's a hard part of our lives, amen, to really accept and believe who we really are, who we come from. Amen. When we are born again, we are a new creature, a new creation. Amen. Praise God. We're not that old Adamic nation, amen, that Adam had. Amen. We're not walking around in the flesh no more, but we are spirit beings that worship God in spirit and truth. Amen. So if we worship him in spirit and truth, then we should seek the spiritual side, amen, praise God, of him. But we know that there is an opponent out there, and he's also a spirit, but he's a demon. Amen. And we can overthrow the demons. Amen. Praise God. So let us keep our focus on God tonight. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God for the Bible said the effective prayer, prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Let us keep our focus on Father God, who is the author and finisher of our faith. He can do everything but literally fail. I just praise him tonight and give him the glory. Amen. Praise God. I pray at different times, amen, hoping that, amen, someone will have the faith to tune in, amen, and that desire to tune in, amen, and listen to the prayers, amen, of the believer. Amen. So, God, we ask you, Lord God, to strengthen us. Amen. Cover us in the blood. Let the angels encamp around us. Amen. And destroy the works of the enemy. We call those things to be not as though they were. Amen. Praise God, knowing that God, amen, you have our lives in your hands. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you're about to do. I thank you, Lord God, for the strength, amen, praise God, and the power of the Holy Ghost. And I ask that you would move by your spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I ask that, Lord God, that you would touch all of us, amen, praise God, and bring in, amen, the fullness of you, Lord God, knowing that you are the author and finisher of our faith, and you will get the glory out of our lives. We know that prayer changes things. We know that God, you are a God, amen, that is sitting high, amen, and looking down low. You know our needs. You know when we can't pay our light bill, amen. You know when we can't pay, amen, praise God, for the babysitter. You know when we can't pay the rent. You know, amen, praise God, when, amen, things are going on, amen, and you cannot, amen, praise God, begin, amen, thank you, Jesus, amen, hallelujah. People, amen, to look at what's going on, but we need to pray to God. Father God, we just want to praise you right now and ask you, Lord God, to train our spirit man to walk in the counsel of the living God, the one and true and only God that can do everything but fail. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I ask you, Lord God, to bind up the works of Satan. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And let us begin to stand in adoration tonight. Let us begin to stand, amen, in blessing you tonight. Let us be able to stand, amen, in worshiping you and praising you and thanking you for what you have done. Now, God, let, amen, us praise you. Amen. Praise God for making the right decision. Amen. Praise God because the Bible said that there is no counsel, amen, greater than you, God. There's no counsel, amen, that can even be imagined that would try to exalt itself against you because, amen, it already knows when it does it, it's going to fail. Amen, praise God, and that's what happened, amen, has happened to David, amen, enemy, praise God. They always fail, but you always succeed, amen. You always got a blessing for us. So I bind up Lucifer in the name of Jesus. I bind up his tricks and his traps. Amen. Praise God. And I ask God that you would move by your spirit. Lord God, somebody need a financial blessing. Somebody need a right now deliverance. Somebody, amen, need to know that, amen, God, you there. Amen. You promised us in your word, amen, praise God, that you are God of more than enough. Amen. And that's nothing too hard for you. We don't have to go outside the parameters, amen, of you, Father God, to look for any other help. Buddha never could save. Muhammad never could do anything. But we now, God, thank you for what you have done. God, covers in the blood, God. In the name of Jesus, let the angels begin to camp all around us tonight, God. Let it be able to camp all around our children, amen, praise God, and our ministry. Let it camp, amen, and camp around, amen, praise God, our jobs, amen, and the cars that we drive, the house that we live in, amen, and every room saturate the blood, amen, for those that are incarcerated, those that, amen, praise God, let them understand, amen, God, that you are God of more than enough. You can do what you say you're going to do, amen, praise God. That's what kind of God we serve, amen, praise God. So we call it on your name, amen, and asking you, Lord God, to give us success tonight, amen. Praise God. When we wake up in the morning, let us have that boldness, amen, to go into our jobs or talk to that husband or that wife that's threatening a divorce, or talk to them children that are on drugs, or the man that you want to marry is on drugs, or talk to those that are doing things they shouldn't do, and give them, amen, praise God, amen, the understanding that holiness without no man says, see the Lord. Let us be fearless, amen, and let us walk in authority, amen, over Satan and his principalities and rulers of the darkness of this world. We bind up witches and warlocks. We bind up, amen, accidents. We bind up a sickness and disease. We bind up, amen, perversions. We bind up adultery, amen, and lying and homosexuality. We bind up all of those demons. We're not binding the humans, God. Our fight is not against the humans, but it's against, amen, those that have tried to come against us. Oh, God, I want to praise you right now. I want to give you glory, all the honor and all the praise. Amen. Now I ask you, Lord God, even in the night watching our visions and dreams, God, Lord God, tear down that wickedness in the visions and dreams. Tear down those lies, those images that the enemy want to put. Amen. Don't let us walk in that counsel. Amen. Don't let our thoughts be saturated with sin. Amen. But let our thoughts be clean and pure and of holiness. We praise you. Hallelujah. We praise you and we bless your holy name. Amen. For what you're doing and what you're about to do, raise us up, God, that we may be able to stand. Plead the blood of Jesus all in our homes. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bind up accidents, boat accidents that's on the water. Amen. Bind up accidents in the airways. Amen. Bind up accidents on the roads. Amen. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, where they have in war, amen, and rumors of war, God, we bind up the enemy and command him to flee and ask that you keep the peace of Israel. Protect Israel from all hurt, harm, and danger. Lord, we love you. We told you we Shabbat you. We give you glory tonight. Amen. Praise God. Who will and who is and who is to come. We thank you, Jesus. Holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty. Who was and is to come. Holy, 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 holy. The Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. We thank you for your coming. We thank you for the millennial reign of you, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for praying for, amen, praise God, us having a chance to pray for America, amen, India, amen, Rome, amen, Italy, amen, France, amen, praise God, England, praise God, India, amen, amen, over in, praise God, Africa, and over all the various, amen, nations. We thank you, Lord God, for tearing down those strongholds. We thank you, Lord God, for building up a wall of protection around my sons, my daughter-in-laws, to get it because of Boshaka, in the name of Jesus, my granddaughter, amen, and her child, amen, to be, and my other granddaughter, amen. My family is small, but God, you're great in us. Lord God, I bless you. Lord God, I ask you to keep my son. I'm out of Boshaka. I ask you, Lord God, to protect my son. I ask you, Lord God, to deliver my son and my daughter-in-law and my other son and my grandchildren, amen, and all the little children all over the world. We bind up the demon of molestation and the demon of lying and the demon of killing those children. We bind up the demon of perversion. We bind up the demon, amen, praise God, of drugs, amen, and alcohol, amen. Diabetes and tuberculosis, tumor, amen, heart disease, heart failure, amen. Every trick and trap of the devil, we bind it in the name of Jesus. And we want to give you glory, all of honor and all the praise. We thank you for Blog Talk. We ask you to keep Blog Talk, amen, on the air and continue to bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. And I give you praise, God, all honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. Have a wonderful night. God bless.